Welcome to the world's largest dungeon. Follow our brave adventurers as they explore the greatest dungeon ever built. Will they survive? Will they escape? Will they do it all? Only one thing's for sure. It's the role-playing challenge of a lifetime. RPGNPP.com, in association with Bradford University Roleplaying Society, present AEG's The World's Largest Dungeon.
As a whole, generally, 3 hours to get the movie is not going to work. Right.
Sorry.
You are all a little group of adventurers.
Right.
Yes, you have been persuaded by your articulate cleric of Torm. That there is, in the Vast, which is a lovely place, filled with pretty much nothing, there is a shrine to Torm on top of a mountain.
Okay.
And you have decided, at his behest, to go there on a pilgrimage for him. Mainly because you didn't have anything else to do.
You must be pretty silver-tongued to persuade us to go to your god's temple shrine place.
Yep.
Or possibly my mother's just died and I'm being hounded out of the village.
I follow him, he's shiny.
Geroot.
It's all good. Anyway, you're currently climbing up a mountain in the Vast.
Yay.
With all your great mountain climbing equipment I'm sure you all got.
Yes. I'm wearing robes. I hope it doesn't rain. I haven't got an umbrella. Not that I would know what an umbrella is, but never mind.
So, we can begin.
Okay.
As you climb the mountain, I'm going to read this verbatim and then wing the rest, probably. Rocks and debris slow your ascent. Numerous tracks of different creatures ascend the hillside. The climb levels off as you get closer to a cave mouth. You see a man the size of a galleon lying on the ground at the cave opening.
Crystal Ken.
Yes, we could use Lindsay's crystal ken, but unfortunately, yeah, he's probably about the right size. As you get closer, you can see that death has taken him. Despite his obviously decomposed state, the man does not exude the odour of decay. There are no signs of a struggle, as far as you can tell.
My lord, it's a giant dead man!
So it is.
Actually, he might not be dead. He may need to be tackled. Just to make sure he is dead.
No, he's very dead.
He's very dead, is he?
Anyone who has even any vague dots in healing or has any eyes can see that he's dead.
I had those removed as part of my magician's training. I am the blind magician.
Don't tempt me, boy.
Yeah. I have blind vision. What's that? Okay. It's a giant dead man.
Could rob his corpse.
He could. He is clothed. And he has equipment lying around.
Is it like a giant Gulliver then? Yeah, like, which way up is he dead, by the way?
He's lying on his back.
He's lying on his back?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. It's lying face down, it can be really dodgy.
That's Nick's stuff.
Right. A quick look around the area, not digging too closely, sees that he is wearing a chain shirt.
And
a halberd lies by his side.
Quick, grab it!
A normal sized halberd.
It is a gargantuan halberd.
I'm not going to wield that, really.
You're not probably even going to be able to lift that.
Oh, I am quite.
How about the three of us together? Yeah.
If you could lift it on top of his body.
Yeah.
I'll mask a few things over his body. Said he's solved the huge plane, you know.
Maybe I've got a spell that can shrink him. No, I'm first level. I haven't got the shell spell that will shrink him. Oh, dear.
Shrink him.
Shrink. Shrinky dinky winky.
Reduce other or whatever it's called.
Improved diminished person.
Shrink corpse.
Shrink corpse. That would do.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. Okay, so it's a giant dead man.
He's huge. He's the size of a large boat.
So we probably know he's a Titanic sized person.
Well, he could be a giant.
So
a giant.
If he's got just one gold piece in his pocket, we could all retire.
That's right.
Would you like to look?
Look at the size of it! That's the rogue's business, isn't it?
Would you like to look?
Good pockets. God, it can't be difficult. He's dead, for God's sake. He isn't going to notice.
Lens?
Okay.
Yeah? Right. You could probably stick your head in his pocket. In fact, you could probably climb wholly into his pocket. In his pocket... There are some very large, I mean, to yourself, they're probably about 3 or 4 times at least the size of you, pieces of paper.
Ooh.
Okay.
You can't lift them. There's about £500 worth of paper, not in money, in
weight,
in his pockets.
We don't have paper money.
That's
pay-per-view.
So, other than that, there's no gold, gems, or anything else lying around in his pockets, unfortunately. Oh. Other than big bits of paper with things written on them.
Ooh.
Large bits of languages. I know some languages.
Not this one, you don't.
Don't I?
No.
I don't.
You don't recognise the language.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't think any of you recognise
the language. Balazar does not recognise the language.
I think we've managed to pretty much cover all the languages.
Yes, there are other languages.
Others?
Damn you.
You don't recognise this language.
Oh, okay.
It's very large. Do
you comprehend languages?
I don't know. Is it a cantrip?
No.
If not, I ain't gonna have it.
There's decipher script.
Yeah, you might like to see if
you got decipher script?
I haven't got decipher script as well.
No.
I did try.
It's skill.
Decipher script.
Actually, that's a good point. Let me look through this massive amount of stuff here.
Oddly enough, I didn't bother with it.
Yes, I do have decipher script.
You're lucky you can read.
Woo! Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Could have been a barbarian and been illiterate.
Half orcs, well known for their great.
Go on, give us a roll on decipher script.
Decipher script. Okay. It's an intelligence and I got 4 ranks. So
have you not you lazy man, you haven't added up your skills.
Nobody told me to!
Okay, just roll the dice.
Right. Okay, D20, coming your way. 17 in total.
Right. It bears some similarities to current language, but it's in a sort of past tense. It looks like a root language.
Right.
So it's an old, dead language.
Old, and we can't
Other than that, you have no idea.
It's an old, dead language!
It's the 19th to speak like a pirate there.
Hey.
So?
Still a few days short.
Yeah. Yes.
Short, that's me, I'm a dwarf, laddie.
Peg leg in a hook. Anyway. You have a weasel, not a parrot.
Why is it always think all dwarves should be Scottish accent? But never mind, you know.
It's that Lord of the Rings film.
Yeah, I hit it. Yeah.
So,
stereotypes are us.
You have a bow to hint at the fact that you want a bow.
I think I just halfling I can find.
Yeah, it's pretty good halfling, though. Right, what are you doing?
Half.
No, it's...
Right. So, we have searched the body.
Yes.
Found some giant paper.
Yes.
And a language with old language.
A gargantuan halberd and a huge chain shirt.
Which we can't do much with.
Not really probably that much use.
Can't lift, no.
I wonder if to do detect magic on it, might be a magical...
I could probably give it
a go, if you like.
That doesn't use my magic pearl up there, does it?
No, that's identified.
That's
if you really wanted to identify
No way! No way! Okay, so I have... blah, blah, blah. I have... It's a not level one, isn't it? Detect magic.
Yeah.
So I just need to roll.
I assume you have your spells
done. You
don't
roll.
You don't roll. All right, just cast it. Excellent.
Yeah.
You can tell I haven't played D&D for 20 years. Right. Okay.
Cool. Just cast it.
Wood. Fot.
Yes. Both the gargantuan halberd and the chain shirt are magical.
Woohoo! We're rich.
All right. How much does it weigh?
more than you could possibly believe.
I can drag 1,500 pounds.
Down a mountain.
It's downhill, gravity assist.
It's downhill, yeah.
You should throw it off the mountain.
Wipe out the small village below.
After picking him up and unclothing him.
Yes.
Just have the halberd.
We don't have to pick him up. We just have to cut him into chunks and then pull the chunks out.
No.
And then, okay.
Note alignment, please.
chaotic.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
He's dead.
The rest is alignment, please.
He will be in a minute.
What? He's dead. He's not doing him any harm. I am not harming someone. Because they're dead.
Steve. There's a sensible excuse if it needed. Lindsay?
I'm too little to care.
You're too little. Yeah, you couldn't pick up any of this stuff. What is your total dragging weight?
I can barely lift my own arm.
No, you can't lift your own armour, can you?
350 pounds, I think.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to the 5,000 that Finn can drag.
It's my for sure drag. 1,500.
Oh no!
I can drag the entire party.
Look, how about we chisel a bit off?
Or not.
Or not. But if we chisel a bit off, we can probably use it as components for. It's sort of being magic, I guess, if you start.
I think
it starts to rain.
I knew we should have got an umbrella, whatever they are.
Oh no, I'm going to get
Take refuge under his leg.
Yeah, in his up his trouser leg.
Under his armpit.
Mm. Ooh, it might be a bit overwhelming.
I get rained on.
I said he wasn't decaying.
Well, no. Well, he is decaying. He just doesn't smell pungent.
No, he doesn't. He's decayed. He just doesn't smell.
Yeah.
There is a cave entrance.
Paladin.
Yes. There is a cave entrance not far from here.
We're bloody rich. Look at the size of it.
You try selling it.
Okay. I know some people. I think I can probably ship the gigantic...
How many dwarf chainmail shirts can you make out of one of these?
Imagine the size of the links.
Yeah. $1.
They can wear it round their neck. That's about
it. Does armour stay magical if you'd like to take bits of it apart?
No.
Oh, damn.
So you'd have to find someone who was huge.
Can we just leave a sign saying, this is ours, go off?
I'm only 16, I might grow into it.
Yeah.
Put a flag in it.
Yeah, we claim this halberd and this chainmail.
I mean, this isn't a very regularly trodden path. I mean, you are, a day up a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, this is somewhere you just happened to find. It's not somewhere that's going to be found again in a regular basis.
Okay. Can we put a sign on him there, on his toe or something?
On
him. Yeah, we tagged him.
What might have killed it.
I don't know. That's
a fighter's attitude, that is.
Oh, yeah, no signs of combat.
Perhaps he died of boredom on the mountain. I don't know.
I haven't looked around his body and see if there's any gash mark.
Give me a search roll.
What was that, 15?
Anyone else like to do some searching?
Oh, searching. Search comes under...
The 18 altogether.
What does search come under on this one?
Search.
Intelligence. It's S.
Oh, yeah.
S for search.
Okay.
Damn.
Or as it was D20 on the website.
16 in total.
Very good. Thank you, Steve.
A mighty 15.
And the thief? Excuse me. Rogue.
Look, we all know.
Oh. Amiga 9. You're too busy trying to climb out of his pocket.
Hello? Ooh. That's my familiar calling me.
Yes.
There's little squeaky, high-pitched tones.
Helen's phone.
It's mine actually now.
Oh, is it?
I was too cheap to buy
cards from Helen and Paul. Right. No. Steve, you don't really. No sign of a struggle, no sign of a fight. There's no blood on his halberd, there's no sign of wounding on his armour.
Sorry to break in, emergency.
Mm.
Text message from Helen. There are no plain chocolate hobnobs. Does Steve want milk ones?
Oh,
no. I'll just give her a quick ring back.
Americans know what hobnobs are. There are no there's no sign of a struggle at all that you can say. He just seems to be dead. Perhaps he died
of old age.
Perhaps the lightning hit him that's about to hit you if you don't try and cover fairly soon. Maybe we should join this cave.
Maybe we should go back to the village.
It's a day down the mountainside.
I'm in case for metal. Maybe we
I spoke to Steve and chocolate milk chocolate hobnobs are fine. Alright, cheers.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
So, what are you doing?
I take shelter in the handy cave.
Yeah, I'll go.
Very good.
I think I might go back down to the village.
Or I might wave my double axe in the air. Difficult choice.
Yes, whatever you like. Lightning begins to sheave the mountainside.
Ouch. I'll cast protection from lightning.
You don't have protection from lightning, Steve.
Yes, I do. I cast it every day.
No, you don't. Yes, he is. Yeah. He's paranoid about me
his
getting lightning bolt.
His grandfather and his great grandfather all died struck by lightning. No, he's not paranoid.
The cave is low and shallow, obviously dug by small, crude hands. Many footprints mark the dirt, and debris littered every corner. In the back of the cave, a narrow tunnel, poorly lit, leads deeper.
Anybody got a torch?
Yes.
It's in the dark.
I have a torch.
I've got a torch, which I'm a dwarf, aren't I?
You're
a
lantern.
Your
lantern.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It makes light.
It's a good light.
Mm. Okay. Shall we give it a go?
Yes. It's very bright.
What's in the back of the cave?
What's in the back? You're following it down?
Yeah, go on.
The tunnel winds into the mountain, its ceiling some 6 feet high and 5 feet wide, at the widest. After about 100 feet or so, the tunnel opens into a larger room. Cut from stone and built, rather than dug, it is obvious something lives here.
Mm-hmm. Let's kill it.
Something big and scary.
Let's kill it. Yes, something huge and scary.
Can we steal it to park?
Is it a dead titan?
Yes, he's outside, unfortunately, getting damp.
Damp.
Maybe this is where he hides his gold.
Gold! Hi, laddie!
Bottom blade.
I'm a wizard and we need gold all the time.
As you exit the dark and dank narrow passageway to emerge into the worked stone floor, looking about you see you've entered a large square chamber hewn completely of stone. You notice two iron doors, one to your side and the other in front of you. Otherwise, there are no other features of interest.
Apparently.
So, what is
we
it?
We haven't searched yet.
Do you want to search? If I need to draw the...
You're
not going to need... Yet. I'm not going to map the whole dungeon as we go.
Oh, damn.
That's for your job.
How big's the room?
Big. It's...
What, big or Star Wars big?
Size? You appraise?
Well,
I suppose you could. I don't see why you can't. More probably craft stone masonry or craft architecture or knowledge architecture engineering or whatever
Asper's
it is.
Dwarf.
Yeah, mega rule.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Rocks.
I got special stone skills actually. Because I do have somewhere stone cunning as well. And other stone stuff. What do you want me to do? Hmm. Just to... Oh yeah, and just walking past stuff.
75 foot on a side.
Woof. You might want to change the scale on that graph paper. So what it needs to check. I automatically get checks though, don't I?
That's 15
meters
squared.
Even walking within like 10 feet or something. Of
yeah, any kind of stone type trap, any kind of stone doorway, any kind of work stone, you'll get search checks and stuff like elves do for secret doors.
Plus two on searching stuff. I also get plus two on the roll.
There's a door in the north west and the south east on the, let's call it the north wall for the north one and the east wall for the southeast one. Right in the very bottom corner. And then there's two big fissures that run through. It looks like that. That's the easiest way to do it. Bottom.
Okay. Yeah?
You walk down one of the bottom one of these fissures into the room.
Okay.
Okay.
In this room, look up. What do we see when we look up?
The ceiling.
How high is the ceiling?
6 feet or so.
Only 6 feet? It's quite low.
Yeah, it's quite a low ceiling.
Titan task there.
No, a bit squishy. It's 6 feet high.
I don't think...
But very wide!
Yes.
Well...
Maybe she crawled in
as far as I can see to the side.
So we come in at which point? That
can
point
I
there?
Nosy
okay.
Look around.
Of course you can. Yeah. Make me a search roll.
Whoa!
Ooh.
19.
Wow.
Natural ad plus bonuses.
Quite a lot.
There are signs of things moving through this area. Looking up the fissure to the to the west, you see that it ends just off here. It's not very far. It looks like it's been a natural tear, and that something has dug this tunnel in, and then it's maybe been a narrow crevasse that's been hacked out by some beasties to get into this room. There's sort of signs of things living here, probably with a shelter. The doors are... fairly plain. The walls are very well made. Very nice cut stone.
Can the dwarf have
the
a
dwarf
look?
Dwarf thinks the dwarves are very nice cut stone.
Very nice cut stone.
Yep. The doors are devoid, featureless markings, symbols, or any sign of use.
Shut up, weasel. My weasel calling from my bag.
Hello.
We're so popular.
We are.
It is. Hello, Judith. I am, thank you.
It's my hand.
Oh.
Okay, if you bear with me a second, I'll just get him for you.
Yeah.
We'll make plans.
Yeah,
probably best. Right, so, we're here in a big room, 6 foot high, very wide, and there's a big fissure running through here.
Make but sure all your spells are sorted. Hello?
You need to know what you've memorized.
Oh, right, how many do I get per day?
And you get three north and...
Three north.
Two first, I do believe.
Two first. Okay, well, I've... Blah, blah, blah. The north, I just used it. Detect magic.
Detect magic, yeah.
And I think I'll go with...
Give me that
for... Oh, right, okay. So how does this page work?
Tick off which ones you've memorised.
Right, there's three columns with little boxes. What the
fuck? Because you've been memorising them
multiple
times.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So, memorised. Detect magic.
Yeah.
It is memorised. I think I would do... dunno. What's another good one? Mage hand? That has a bit of damage, doesn't it?
bot? No. Or is that, no, is that pyrokinesis?
Things.
Psychokinesis, yeah.
Not a great deal.
Disrupt undead, I hope not right now.
No.
How about read magic?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go for read magic.
Days
number two.
Is a good one as well.
Yeah, we'll go for days as the third zero level. Where, yeah, that's my cantrip. Yeah. I remember when there weren't cantrips. First level spells. I've got a list of, magic missile. Every time. We go for the magic missile.
It's an evocation.
Evocation. Yeah, magic missile. Okay. And second one, mage armor. Sleep! Must be a combat guy. And one last left.
No, that's it.
No. Oh, it's just two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a combat wizard, baby. Because, you know, it's very handy having this. It's really go through all the book.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the spell sheet from?
I made it.
Oh, you did?
Mm.
Flipping heck. That's really handy.
Well, for clerics, druids, bards, paladins, and bangers.
Wow. Is it Excel or Word?
It's Word.
Wow. That must have taken ages.
A bit too long, actually.
Ooh. You should put this up on the website, PDF it, and go, look.
Good thing.
Yeah. It's really handy because you've got all the spells you need to do and blah 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 blah. Yes, I want the 9th level ones. Let's just go straight to Wish and Time Stop. All that namby-pambying around with the other like 7 or 8 levels of spells in between. Yeah, even I'd be pushed to like move that giant chainmail set. What a pity. So much money. But we did leave a sign on it saying it's ours, keep your hands off. So, we'll still be there.
We'll come back in a couple of years for the gigantic magical set of chain.
Yeah. We left the sign, we said it was ours. Dibs.
It's out to anyone who steals it.
Well, yeah, Judith says hello.
Hello, I'm Judith.
She just wanted to check my bus, didn't think it'd gone in.
No, I left it downstairs in case it rings again so we can ignore it. Not that we would, of course. Sorry, where were we? I'll bring it in a minute.
What's then hell when she comes back? Okay. Where were we?
Hobnobs.
Have you sorted out the spells? In the room. Yeah, we sorted out the spells.
Very good.
And you cast detect magic, remember? Steve made this himself. Fantastic.
Eh?
Steve made this himself.
Did you? Oh, I need that for the website then.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Look at the amount of stuff on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just send it me, I'll upload it.
Look at that. Flipping heck.
Cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, excellent.
Right. Yes, the entrance, the doors, they're pretty plain, the room is pretty plain, there's a fissure through
the middle. What are the doors made of, by the way?
The doors are made of stone.
Stone, metal, wood?
Stone.
Stone doors.
They are stone doors.
Do they have rings on them, or handles, or nothing? Or how do we know that?
Locks.
There's a handle on the door.
There's a handle on the door. That's a hobbit hole door, that picture.
Ooh.
There's a round
door. A line. The door is made of iron.
Whoa!
Wood bound.
Are you not reading
wood
ahead?
Bound in iron. No, the standard dungeon doors, unless otherwise stated, are wood bound in iron.
Okay.
So we'll say these ones are stone, like
and
I said.
And they probably have some kind of latch or some kind of ring.
Let's say that these ones are actually stone, because these are the outside doors.
Okay.
Okay. I shall go and see if there's any traps on these doors.
Make me a search roll. Hurry up.
21.
You see no traps on this door. As far as you're aware, this door is not trapped. Which door are you searching,
unless
by the way? The north
it
door?
Or the 4 foot up.
Or the
neither a trap.
I can't see the doors.
Here.
It's 2 feet of uncertainty, just under.
Okay. So we're searching the south east door. No traps.
Okay, I'll go and search the other door.
Yeah, no traps. Don't bother. I told you already. In my fit of bad GMing, I told you both there's no traps. Not that it makes a difference.
I shall try and open.
It's lady's choice.
The second door that I searched.
The north east northwest door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The door opens pretty easily. As you push the door, the edge disappears into a blackness that lies just beyond. You allow the door to open completely and watch as more and more of it is swallowed up in the barrier until only its hinges are visible. Peering cautiously into the darkness for signs of movement, you see nothing. Even your ears can only detect the breathing of your fellow adventurers, probably the clumsy clanking of Groot. The dark space reveals nothing of what lies beyond.
I'm not clumsy.
Okay.
Can we have marching order at this point, please?
Right.
I am wizard. The other door,
at the back.
The other door is, you push the door, is exactly the same. There is a Stygian blackness beyond
is
the
this,
door.
Is this you, Finn?
Yeah.
I think you're at the front.
And I can see in the dark.
Actually, it's the thief that's checking.
Is it? Oh, right, okay. Thief, and you go.
That's all
right.
I can attack over the top of the halfling quite easily should it become necessary.
What about dwarven dark vision? 60 feet in pitch.
Your eyes and the orc and the dwarf can see to the door, and it looks to dark vision like there is just a wall.
It's just nothing.
You can't see through it.
Some sort of magical darkness.
What about looking down at where the floor should be?
It looks like there's a wall hitting the floor. Effectively, you can't see into the room in anywhere.
Can we put? I'm not putting my hand in.
poke it with my double.
You shall detect magic.
Yes.
Yeah, it is magical.
What sort of magic?
Now you're asking. Oh, Chuck has the little book I need to look it up. Silly me, not knowing what
high-level
spells are.
The Pocket Player's Handbook from Mongo's Publishing.
Yes, a bit more product placement.
You have to be aware that if it's got a person's name in it, they've taken the name out.
Yeah, because it's fair. And
like, so there's no more Mordenkainen's Faithful Hound, it's just Faithful Hound.
Oh, yes, of course. No, it's
Senseless Floating Disc, not anymore, lads.
You have a reasonably strong evocation.
Reasonably strong is high level, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you also have illusion.
Do I have any ideas what it is?
Give me an arcana roll.
What's your arcana? 8 plus...
That's 15 altogether.
15
altogether. Oh, no idea.
You haven't a clue. It's reasonably strong.
I'll describe it to the wizard.
I've already used one detect magic, and I only have actually one detect magic per day.
Done that, aren't you? With the detecting magic. You can describe it to you as that.
Yeah. Describe to me, laddie, what you hear. And yes.
What do you think it is?
From what you've told me,
you'll have a knowledge arcana roll, right?
I think I shall roll this thing. 10 plus knowledge arcana, that's 17.
You think that the illusion, by the very nature of it, could be a silence spell.
Could be a silence spell, laddie.
But
I'm going to use my sling.
Are you?
Fire a bullet in there.
Okay.
Not a bullet, a stone.
Find a rock.
She's going to chuck a rock. There are plenty of rocks here from the sort of fissure. You just chuck a rock through if you prefer rather than using bullets.
I'm not talking giant birds.
You just chuck a rock through. Okay. The rock disappears into the blackness. Nothing stops it. There's no noise. There's no rippling. It just disappears as if it was going into a dark room. But the second it crosses the barrier, it's gone. You can't see it anymore. You don't hear it land.
If we set something on fire and threw it in, would that work, do you think?
You mean like the half-walk? Sorry, but didn't mean that good. It's
to chop you into so many pieces.
Yeah, I think throwing something through the doorway would be a good idea, yeah.
Oh, I think there's something interesting over here. Excuse me.
Oh, I've had nothing. I'm just going to step through one of the doorways.
Why don't you poke your halberd and see if it comes out again.
No, I step through one
you,
of the
you
doorways.
You step through the doorway.
I'll go through the north.
Why don't you step
west
halfway through?
You step through the doorway.
Step boldly through.
You step boldly through
you
the doorway.
You boldly go.
There is no resistance as you step through the doorway. It's like passing through a normal door.
Does he disappear?
He's gone. You can't see him.
I can't see him.
No.
He's just disappeared into an inky blackness that even dark vision can't penetrate.
Yes, he's just walked through the doorway.
Bugger!
With an axe ready, of course.
Do you think he'll remember to walk back again?
I don't know. This place seems too dangerous for me. Maybe we should leave and hurl that giant chainmail back down to town. Will Mitch?
Well, you feel free, but it's my duty to look after him.
You're going to stick your head through.
I'm
right.
Going to go through.
You stick your head through. Oh, no, the halfling's head's through.
Ah.
The halfling's head. The halfling's just gone and stuck her head through the hole.
Bloody halfling.
You see another room with the root in it.
Does he look alright?
Looks fine. He's standing in another room.
Okay, I give a thumbs up behind me and then walk through.
The halfling has a thumbs up and walks through.
Oh, safe, lads. Yes, of course. It must be safe because a halfling gave a thumb sign.
Small must a halfling thumb.
Sorry, I was convulsing.
As the limp, headless body drops to the floor.
If my gran could hear your accent, she would absolutely batter you.
What accent? It's a dwarven accent, lad.
Or why is she Welsh? Dwarf and cleric, what are you doing?
You're walking through.
I'm not being left alone if all my compatriots have just headed through into inky blackness.
She's Russian, actually.
You walk through the door.
Ah, yes, the Russians. It's a Russian dwarf, no. With a slightly Scottish Welsh accent.
A little bit
of
Transylvanian.
That I can't do.
Right. You may not know it.
You pass through a door into another room.
Ooh.
You are all standing in another room. Behind you, the door begins to close.
Oh, quick, put your caltrops down. Stop the door closing.
Caltrops?
What? Did no one bring caltrops?
We wedged the door with a handy piece of rock.
He may understand reading, but he doesn't unfortunately know what caltrops are.
Bloody wizard.
Spikes!
Rock.
A rock. Yeah, you try to stick a rock.
Caltrops will do it. Little square spiky things.
Stops it rolling. It's fine. You jammed it.
Caltrops are expensive.
The Stygian blackness remains.
Mm-hmm. Stick a hand through it.
Can't. Your hand hits it as if it was a solid wall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it still the same magic from this side?
Yes. Not that you can tell because you haven't got the spell, have you? Oh, is it still going? Okay, we're laying off. Yes, it's the same.
Ooh. Stuck there.
Yeah, it appears so. But there was another door.
I've got an idea.
Push really hard, Geralt.
I twat with an axe.
Yep. I think that's a sensible idea for the
Your axe hits it as if it was hitting a wall. Doesn't make any impression at all. On your axe or on the wall. There's not really much of a vibration. It's not solid, passer. It's just impassable.
Oh boy.
Hmm.
Perhaps the other door's an exit.
Perhaps.
Oh yeah.
Like a kitchen.
We might as well remove the rock then if we can't go back.
Wander around and have a look.
You walk around to the other side.
I think we're trapped on this side.
This room is even bigger than the last one. It sort of, let's say, makes up the square if it's sat round the edge.
L-shaped?
That's the word.
It's a big count, whatever it is.
Ouch.
It's ouch size.
It's ouch, that's 110 foot on a side.
Flippity jibber.
That's on top of that 75. So it's... so it's 40 more. Is that right?
8?
45 more.
Yeah, call it 40 because I counted badly.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll describe the room. Your torchlight gleams feebly in this room, lighting up only a small region of what appears to be an extremely large room. Two iron doors, one straight ahead of you, and one, where are we? To its side are the only things that break up the unending mass of work and stone. The chill and damp air clings to your body, and you are not the only one feeling it, judging by a cough coming out of the darkness to the north.
A cough.
More than 60.
Hello.
Maybe little coughs. Little band of coughs. 0 point.
No. Hello. In the dark.
Yes.
We can
see 60
feet.
60 feet in the darkness.
60 feet. But in this room is crap. Up. You see some. Both of you can see something vaguely on the edge of your. You're stealing the map for a second. Vaguely on the edge of your dark vision, sitting against the wall. About halfway up that side there, that eastern side.
That way's not, east side.
Yeah, the eastern side is...
blob.
Well, yeah, it looks vaguely humanoid, but sitting down.
We can only see in black and white, can't we, with dark vision? Yeah. Vaguely humanoid, and it's coughing. Do we recognise this type of cough from our many years of adventuring at level one?
No! Because to stay at level one, you'd have to kill things like chickens and level zero farmers, and they don't cough very often.
Damn!
Another cough.
We talked about the chickens.
One of the blobs stands up and starts to move cautiously down the wall towards
one of the blobs.
How many blobs are there?
There are more blobs now, you see. The blob stands and leaves another blob on the ground.
Looking that's disgusting.
It's a Cheshire blob.
It's a Cheshire blob.
Steaming blob.
I shall head towards him, my axe raised, but not in an aggressive manner.
If I'll bring a spell online. I'm going to
The blob on there. It looks like an orc as you approach.
It looks like an orc.
It is an orc.
It is an orc.
He is leaning forward. He looks like he's tired. Very tired indeed.
I shall greet him in orcish.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, you are an orc. I'm forgetting
what he said.
Half orc. Oh, how are you?
You look kind of surprised. Fine. Are there more of you? Orcs? Have you found a way out?
No way out.
Have you just come in?
Yes.
Ah. Ooh, munchies, right.
Supplies.
Ah, yes.
I'm keeping very quiet. We're back.
It's the delivery munching. It's the delivery munchkin.
No. Flippin' heck. How much did you buy?
Just what was on the list.
There's a moth that someone can squish it.
It's one of those weird things again.
Is it a weird thing? Finn, can you bat that thing?
I can't see it. I'm completely dazzled by looking at the spotlight.
That is a huge amount of stuff you bought.
Monsieur Bleezy's change.
Ah. The shiny pound.
It's like a mosquito. Squish it. Squish it now. Thank you.
The orc laughs at you and goes and sits back down.
Thank you. Oh, sugar free photos. Pack up.
Diet Cola.
Look. Now they're more minty.
Most of them Diet Cola. Good value for money.
Very good. Yes, he's gone and sat back down laughing to himself. He says something in orcish to his companion.
What did he say?
You can understand. He says something along the lines of, more fools trapped with us.
What was that, what?
Yop. Huge strawberry yop.
Thank you.
It's
like the food fairy thing.
Oh, the food fairy has arrived.
There were no pear drops.
Okay. I mean,
hint of lime Doritos dippers.
I believe they also do a hint of garlic one.
Oh,
they're not very nice, though. I like them. But the hint of lime are delicious.
Did you know Doritos?
Hint of lime.
Lovely.
Oh, once you pop, you don't stop it, don't you?
Yeah. Mine. Stop for the
just like my granddad gave to me. I'm
word is original.
Yes, yes, you are. Sit in the corner.
Didn't you tell him to keep it as his little secret?
Yeah. Don't tell the police. I mean, don't.
I also have some small packets of...
Cordial?
Haribo.
Oh, Haribo. Wow.
Kids and grown-ups do love them, so.
Haribo.
And randomly, some olives. And some rye bits of grapes.
Randomly?
Because I really like them and they don't have any of them.
Okay. Okay. Oh, what's that dungeon?
There's some orcs, they're trapped as well.
Trapped? Oh! Oh, okay.
And apparently the other door doesn't go out.
This doesn't sound good.
No.
How
many are there?
Three.
They're orcs. They're full orcs, aren't they?
Yes.
I'll kill them.
Yeah, good.
With what?
Spell them dead. They're orcs, I'm a dwarf, we don't like each other. It says that racial enmity between dwarfs and orcs.
Yes, they're sitting on the floor.
Two, maybe.
Hmm?
Two of them or something. Or a number.
That's three.
They
have weapons, they have battle axes.
It's alright. I'll kill a few, run away, and you
have little them. Girly axes.
It's a girly axe. Oh, it's a girly man. Oh, yeah. I'm not very happy with the orcs being here.
You want some of the dip?
No, we have some in the fridge.
Do we?
Actually,
you're gonna go.
I could go. I'll go. Okay.
Magic missile. I have magic missile. I can attack the darkness.
Yes. Except there's
all. If by any chance it's moldy, which is quite a high probability, just cooking it in.
Well,
but since I'm not your typical dwarf, I shall rein in my racial hatred from the Player's Handbook 3.5, and. I shall wait to see what the party decide, because we are...
Only half orc.
I go and look around, because I'm nosing.
Okay, what are you doing? Just nosing around the room.
We've got a couple of doors we're going to have a look at.
There's a door here.
We'll see if these guys have been through any of these doors.
A door here. Mm. And a door here.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Now I see if there's any traps.
We should send our half orc ambassador.
Okay.
I don't think I'd ever say that, but there we go.
Let me search roll, please.
Now for
the orcs watch
skill.
Wander around the room.
In the ways of negotiation.
They don't seem particularly bothered.
Not to broken guys.
Try another one.
Ooh, they are minty.
13.
You don't think the door... Well, which door are you choosing?
I was searching, I wasn't... What was
the door? Oh, you're searching the doors?
Yeah.
The doors look... The doors are wooden, bound in iron.
Iron straps going across.
All four doors.
Oh.
Iron bound wooden doors with a big ring. Big traditional dungeon doors.
Wow. I'll go with him. Mm-hmm. For the orc.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me there. Have you been in any of these rooms?
They look at you.
I translate into Orcish.
Hello.
Aye.
Rooms. Have
what
you been in any?
Names? Yes. Yeah, we have. Aye. We've been in some.
I bet you
don't go. It's not nice in there.
Very, one of them's called
very large.
What that called?
Well, big, filled with all kinds of horrible things.
Apparently, they're very big and filled with lots of horrible things.
Oh. Like what?
Such as? What creatures have you?
Like, flapping things and, horrible things.
Seagulls.
Uh-oh.
I failed.
Big seagulls?
Kit opening 101 to see if there was mold.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to check.
Some flappy things. Sound like seagulls.
They could be.
They looked
alright.
It's past its date, so I thought it would be alright.
Paul's dad will
tell you
if
you
can get
anything.
Yeah. I'm not convinced.
No, I'm not convinced either.
Okay.
Well,
thank you anyway.
Thank you, Lou. So, yes.
Hmm. You've been in all of them?
All what?
Rooms.
Some of them.
Which ones haven't you been in?
That one and that one.
And why?
We kind of got sick of looking. It's very big out there.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Let's sit here and do nothing.
Yeah, we're tired. A lot of fighting.
Ooh, that doesn't bode well.
Were there more of you?
At one point, maybe.
How can you not know?
Not telling me.
The orcs. A dwarf on you, you know. Don't tell him that. That's when you don't have to translate.
Okay. Fine.
Which room did he point to?
Still. He just pointed randomly in a direction. It's too far to tell, you've pointed vaguely at the darkness.
I think we'll have to do the exploring on our own.
Yeah.
You see the thief's torchlight wandering around the outside of the room.
How am I a thief if I haven't stolen anything?
Sorry. Well, you see the rogue's torchlight wandering around the outside of the room.
Thank you.
Seems to stop every now and again. The torch goes up and down low. And then it moves on. Well, it seems to be searching the perimeter of the room.
Now I'm going to check each door in turn.
Okay, search rolls.
Yeah. Okay. How do I search the traps?
You make a search roll.
I'm not sure.
Just tell me the numbers. Starting in the top left-hand corner, okay?
13.
Okay.
Whoa.
Get loads. 24. 11.
Got a thiefy.
16.
Right. You don't think any of them are trapped. I don't think any of them are trapped.
Okay. The last one that I tried.
Bottom right.
I'll turn the door handle.
Okay.
Hell, they're telling you. What have you found so far?
Yeah, they're down by there as well.
There's some doors, and I don't think they have any traps on them. But I'm going to go and be nosy and have a look.
Oh, sorry, flop.
Behind you.
Sorry.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, I have to not absorb the coke.
No, it's corduroy.
Nice to avoid all the electric lighting.
Right. As you open the door, a heavy smell of stale air greets you. The room is large beyond. Bits of dried grass as well as...
I'm not opening it that far, I'm turning the handle.
Oh,
hence
it
when
turns.
I say turn the handle.
Sorry, it turns. I assumed you were shoving. It turns. It's not locked.
Okay. I'm going to do the same to the other three.
They're not locked.
Okay.
That's it. Sorry. As soon as we're going in.
Why?
I don't know. Who we offer for?
First roll of business.
One. None of them are locked.
Okay, I've opened all the doors.
Well,
they're not locked, and I'm not dead. So oh, that's good.
Yes, definitely. Death is always a bad thing.
Yes.
I don't feel I have experienced the time to revive them.
Oh, you can revive the dead.
Not yet. Maybe later.
Eventually.
That's what coffee's for.
That's so cool.
Yep. Doritos.
Shall we progress in any particular order? Any particular preference, anyway?
The first room smelled really bad.
Oh dear!
No. It's
not. I'm coming up to join the rest of the group now because I was hanging back during the orc conversation. I'm not really keen on the orcs.
Very good.
But I'll join the rest
through
the group.
The doors.
Pick a door, Finn. There are four doors.
Shall we start on the bottom right?
Very good. That's the door into
the south bomb.
Who is opening the door?
Okay.
Very good. An order behind the orc?
Yeah. Me last.
The general order, that do? Right. A heavy smell of stale air greets you as you open the door to this large room. Bits of dried grass, as well as larger hunks, lay all over the floor.
There's hunks.
As if a
tornado... I don't want to go in there.
There are large hunks in this room.
Cool.
All over the floor, as if a tornado recently tore through a meadow.
We've all seen that, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, you know what that was like.
Yes.
Get plenty of them in Yorkshire.
Yep, absolutely.
Tornadoes do a penny round here.
Yeah, unfortunately there's no meadows.
Yeah.
Anything living in the room?
Oh, so I can pull and cook.
Coca-Cola.
Diet Coke.
You've got to be careful when you say Coke.
Oh yeah, I'm just doing a line of Coke. Helps the role playing, don't you know?
Why did that actually?
I don't know why that
Later on, when we get to higher levels, we can chase the dragon.
It's okay. It doesn't really matter.
You can dip several and just have them lined up pre-dip.
Pre-dip.
Yeah, Helen, dip them for us. Okay. Sorry.
Someone else report given my spilling record of this evening. If you pour from the back onto the dip, then you can use some dip.
There you are, my love. You have dip. Sorry, I don't care for dip. I don't care for dip.
Once it's on the lid, it's more going to be smear than dip. No. Doesn't sorry, sound quite so appealing, does it?
The smear.
No. Right, you open the door. That's what you say.
Tornadoes and meadows. Alive and like hope.
Are you entering?
How big's the room?
Big the
is
room.
It lit?
No, but it will be when your torch comes in it.
Dark vision first, then.
Yes, go dark vision. 60 feet.
Use it.
I don't think I can see at the end of the room.
55 feet long.
Hey!
I can just see
30 feet wall. Down, the door is dead in the centre. Or as dead in the centre as you can make it on your craft paper. I know the six squares down and the door's got to be in one of them. Take it down two below
the... Oh, there's another door?
No.
The one we've come in by is not in the centre of the door.
It goes off the bottom of the map.
Mm-hmm.
Just slightly.
Further south.
It goes two squares down in order to make the door in the right place on your map there. Sorry. Sorry, I should have told you. Maybe a little bit jiggly around the edges. Anyone going in?
Okay.
Yes, right then.
Rogue
can I have anyone walking into the room? Can I have fortitude saves, please?
Sharp intake of breath from the back there. I'm hearing it.
How'd you do, Garud?
I did reasonably well with that roll.
What, the natural 20? Yes, I think so.
That gives me a
automatic pass.
24.
It's fine. 15. Right, two of you walk in. The smell of body odour and various
odor gamer
horrible things is absolutely eye-watering. It is disgusting.
Like a gamer.
Even we already walked up a mountain with a stinky orc.
Yeah, this is horrible. This is absolutely...
No, I'm half orc. I was raised by my mother. She's a lovely woman.
Until you ate her.
No. Oh.
There's a particularly horrid stench coming from the southeastern corner. You two who've entered the room can make me a spot check.
9.
Right. Lindsay, you spot, amid the sort of remnants of what you think probably reed mats, like sleeping mats, you see several drops and small pools of blood, dried blood.
I go and dip my finger in and touch it and go...
It's dry, but it's definitely blood on the floor. Looks like something, there was a fight here.
And she's moved in, I'm wandering as well.
There's blood over here.
Whoops. How'd you do, fortitude, boy?
9.
Right. You feel incredibly nauseous. Your stomach starts to turn. You hold your stomach and your mouth. You are feeling very sick. Mm. The smell is horrid. It's just stomach churning.
There's blood over here. I think somebody had a fight.
Hey, I'm not being left in some other room while these guys go ahead.
Fort serve if you're going in.
Back out.
Yes. Out of the room, it's much clearer.
15.
You're fine. You walk in, you smell
it. I'm a dwarf! I smell worse.
It's rank.
I had worse for breakfast.
It's rank, but it's not so bad.
That's awful. How have you been there?
You get decent, what?
I can't smell anything.
Does anybody want to come and see this blood?
Oh, I've seen blood before.
Not but there's now. Lots of it.
Lots
it's kind of
it.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting. Oh, I suppose I better take a look at it then.
Go on, goodly cleric of dawn.
Basically, what it means, you know what nauseated means? It means you can't attack, you can't cast spells, you can't do anything requiring concentration at all, and can only do a single move action per turn.
That's a bad smell.
Yeah, it's a horror. It's vile.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any kind of knowledge, sort of beasties, knowledge kind of laws?
Knowledge of smell?
Oh. I can jump.
Yes, yes, you can.
I have knowledge of foul smell.
Really?
Handle animal. That's kind of animal-y skill. Handle animal.
I got dungeoneering.
He like cutting it.
Arcana, history, religion and the plane.
Go on, give me a roll on knowledge dungeoneering. It's good enough I might give you.
18.
You've heard that troglodytes release a horrible odour when they're panicked.
I hear that troglodytes release a horrible odour when they're panicked, laddie. And it smells a bit like this, so I'm told.
Oh, okay. Let's not meet any of those, please.
What's troglodyte?
Yes. I'm not sure, but I hear they smell like this.
It's a kind of spell. It's blood, dried blood.
Well,
fantastic. Can I go now,
Looks
please?
Like there was a fight in here, from what you can see.
Oh, but it's all quiet now.
Yeah, nothing here.
Oh, I shall have a wander outside and...
You said well, can't you tell how old the blood is? You're magic-y type people.
It looks old.
It's old enough to be dry.
It's old enough to be dry, yeah. But I mean, saying that, it is quite warm in here.
Mm.
So it would dry pretty.
I go outside and clear my head a bit.
Okay.
And try and feel a little less sick.
Yeah. You said it was particularly smelly in one corner.
Yes.
Is that the corner of the blood?
Nope.
Oh, how are you going to look?
To get a particularly smelly corner.
Right, it looks like someone's been using this corner as a latrine.
Cool.
Does it look human?
Yeah, he's made an extensive study of this.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, make me knowledge excrement.
Knowledge
20!
A natural 20 from the halfling. You don't think it's human.
You know shit.
Yes, you do.
I know shit.
Anyone else like to do anything else in this room?
I want to analyse every other shit.
So anyhow, there's no dog off this room, is there? Is there?
The one you came in through.
What about the ceiling? I'm very keen on ceilings right now.
Yeah, it's getting taller.
Okay.
Yeah, leave the room, there's no point really, now.
Linz?
I'm going to have a last poke around and see if there's anything else interesting.
Search, check, please.
Can I
notice anything on the stone?
No. wasted a 20 on examining.
He's looking around in the detritus and the crap on the floor.
I'm poking and nosing and seeing if there's anything interesting.
You're searching the floor, yeah, and what's in the
stuff. Have a good sniff around.
Okay, you find a shell necklace made of freshwater shells of various sizes on a leather thong.
Ooh. A leather thong?
Not that kind of thong.
Oh.
That would be terribly uncomfortable.
I know a song about thongs.
A shell necklace of freshwater shells.
It's a thong song, indeed.
Yeah. I'm not going to worry about telling you how much these things cost, because I'm just going to tell you. Unless you want to make a praise roll for everything you find. Wow. It's worth one gold piece.
Woohoo! Woo! Big money.
Okay. Does that room have a title?
When we go out and spend this later on this evening.
It's room A7, just in case you need to come back to it. Not that it makes
big numbers on the
door.
Where you need to find it, where you found everything. Yeah. Yeah. Would you like to continue searching? Or that took you about a couple of minutes to uncover. You've only done about a half of the room.
I'll do the rest of the room.
Okay, every number search check.
I feel better.
You feel better out of the room.
Oh, good.
Thirteen.
You uncover a small dagger.
Cool.
It is a ceremonial dagger. And as such, completely useless for combat.
I'll go and talk touristy at the ducks at the orcs.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
I talk slower and louder.
Slower and louder.
That doesn't seem to work either. They just sigh.
I start gesturing as well.
They sort of bare their teeth at you after a while. They don't seem too keen to stand up and hit you at the moment. They seem a bit tired. Any more searching, Melin?
Yep.
Okay.
Anywhere I haven't searched, obviously.
Do I recognise the whole room? Of any particular utility?
I wouldn't imagine you'd seen it yet.
You find a ceramic idol of a creature that is a cross between a toad and a lizard. Again, it costs nothing. It's worth nothing.
An idol.
An idol. It's very
heavy.
Small. Instead of ceramics. Like my Buddha Cthulhu. That's the entire floor search.
What was it?
It's a ceramic idol of a creature that's a cross between a toad and a lizard.
Maybe that's a troglodyte.
Maybe. You've never seen one, you'll have one.
Well, know what they smell like.
Yeah, you've heard of them. You've heard stories.
I've heard they smell like this.
Knowledge dungeoneering is. Anything else you're searching in this room?
As I said, I'm searching until I've searched the whole room.
Search the floor. The entire floor has been searched. You've poked and dragged.
I searched the walls then.
Make me a search roll.
Why don't you just say search the walls, Lindsay? 14.
You don't find anything.
I've searched the ceiling.
Okay. That's a bit high for you.
Did you bring a step ladder?
17. You look I leave the room.
Very good. You leave the room.
This is what the 10-foot pole's for, yeah. It's your pocket. It's your
knee. Attached to half a
stick. That lurker above. Whoop!
Where are you going now? You're back in the main room.
Oh, you're back! Oh, you're back.
Sorry, you're back, laddie.
You're talking to orcs. My orcish is improving, you know.
There's nothing in there. It was very empty and very boring. Let's go and find another room. That's fine.
There's nothing in there.
But we'll find pockets. Find insects.
Are we keeping a party inventory or keeping individual inventories?
I'm keeping both.
Okay. Fair enough.
If anybody wants anything particular, then they need to say before I write it down. Because then I won't write it down.
That's a good point. Well, you should.
Well, I'll write it in the different bit.
Yep, okay.
Ooh, shall we try the next door?
Yes.
These orcs are particularly unhelpful.
The next door.
I wonder what happened to the comrades.
Well, they're all raping murderers.
Who's opening the door?
I bet they're rather hungry now.
You're opening the door?
Yeah.
Right. You open the door. You see an open doorway to your left. The body of an orc, his arm outstretched towards the door you enter through, lies slumped near the middle of this room. A lone spear, its shaft broken, lays in one of the corners.
I think he's dead.
The room, Steve, is 25 feet from you to the other wall. And 40 feet up.
I go and wiggle his
attached onto the other room?
Yeah, it does.
I go and wiggle his foot.
You wiggle his foot. Hello? He's dead. There's a door in the north wall on the left-hand side.
I look in his ears.
Whereabouts?
Because that's where I find the gold.
I'm just looking.
The west. The most westerly point of the wall.
I look in his eyes.
Are you searching him?
No, I'm looking.
Make me a search check if you're searching him. You're searching
I'm not searching him.
You're not searching his body, although you are.
I'm searching for
him. If you're looking in his eyes and mouth, make me a search check.
Why?
Just make me a search check. You find several small puncture wounds in his neck, arms, and legs. Just here, here, down here, down here, down his legs.
What could possibly have done?
Each hull, as you look closer, has eight smaller, rough punctures near it. Like something's punctured and then puckered the skin up.
I think somebody should come and have a look at this man. I think he's dead and there are things on him. And I don't know what they are.
Have a look. Look. Oh yes, he looks dead to me.
He is quite dead.
Yes, your analysis was completely correct.
Somebody keeping track of the things you've met so far? Oh, okay, I'll do this.
Well,
I just want to know.
I'm writing stuff down.
Dead Titan.
And three off. Sorry. Three tired of.
Heal checking.
Yeah? You ain't gonna heal him, but yeah, go on.
Whoa! It'd be quite a lot. 27.
Pretty good. They're puncture wounds, to give them this back and refilling it.
No, I'm giving it back.
Are they made from teeth? Objects?
Doesn't look like teeth. It looks like something like a needle sharp, quite small, has punctured the skin. And something is sort of, if you imagine the sort of, the needle's in the middle, then something sort of, like it's stuck in and then something's attached it.
No idea. Couldn't tell. It's dead.
I'm only first level.
Yeah.
Do you know stories of any creatures that can do such a thing?
Right,
well, since we're now a party of Scottish adventurers, I think we can work it out for ourselves, being a resourceful group of people.
Excuse me, there's one of your fellows in here. I think he's dead.
Yeah. That was Gash Bag.
Hey, it's Gash Bag!
No. They do actually. They do more common. They just don't want to talk to you.
Well, can't be so bad. They haven't eaten him yet.
Oh dear. We're in Ireland now.
That was kind of Transylvanian actually.
Don't you understand the shield dwarven accent of Ferran?
So,
Lenny.
So, Ferran. Do you know what happened to him?
I'm a girl.
Dead.
Yes.
Look, we're happy. We're resting. Leave us alone.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go up to them.
Yeah.
There's some spot things where some needles went in.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're where needles went in. Well done. Congratulations.
I'll give you a present.
I have no idea what they were.
You can have this because it's too boring.
What is it?
It doesn't do anything. But it's pretty. Look.
What is it?
It's a toad lizard thing.
It's lovely.
She didn't mention Thank that you. To us when she came out of the room.
But you don't have to tell me because I'm nosy. I want to know what they were.
You'll find out soon enough.
You're mean.
Make sure you shut the door behind you. Thank you.
I don't like you.
No.
I'm going to go away and hug now.
Look, I'm sure whatever it is that killed him might be quiet.
He's very good at that, you know.
Apparently. Okay, what are you doing?
Amazing the language these half-ups use as well.
Yeah. What are you doing? There are doors. Pick it up.
Do we think it might be a trap that did this? Or would you like to look for them?
Search the room?
Perhaps.
The guy has to go for the... and you as well.
That sounds like you're drinking yop.
Who's that?
How'd you do?
Actually, I was just turning evil. This is surprisingly early stage.
You don't find any in the room.
Me either? Never!
They're
trapped. I said.
You don't think so. You think something's attacked him. The door to the north is open partially.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, let's look.
Wasn't there a spear in here as well?
Yeah, it's broken. It's off in one corner.
Which corner?
The south-east corner. Okay. It doesn't matter corner.
Okay. Oh, I think we've been followed.
Those orcs wanted to close the door.
Where are you going?
Door?
Through the door. I shall take point.
The northern door.
Mm-hmm. That's where the route goes first.
An open door on the opposite wall appears to be the only other way in or out of this otherwise empty room. Same width as the other one.
Yeah.
25 feet. So it's roughly square.
The door is again in the left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You got to that door.
Okay. Spot checks for the first person through the door, please.
Go on, Groot.
I see very little.
That's 12.
12.
One? Nice. It's one?
Okay. It's a wisdom-based skill. I'm a fighter.
Okay.
Okay. One. Don't mind me.
Ooh, we get drawing.
I'm completely impervious to be hit.
We're getting drawing on the Chessex battle mat. Hooray.
Do they like pens?
Yes.
Do they like non-permanent, medium-sized pens?
There you go.
In range of colours, blue, red, green, black.
Ooh. It is a 25. Are we
going to pimp stuff?
Yes.
We'll get bored of it.
Hint of lime Doritos dipper, anyone?
Steve, give us a monster.
No, I think it's no, it's not, my love.
Small monster, if possible.
Small, medium,
small.
Actually, small
or
medium size.
Look at these. The Dungeon Dragons miniatures collectible set box isn't full of carbs. And therefore...
Yeah, we can tell these.
It is.
I guess so.
Loads of carbohydrate written there.
Well, that's a plastic, so I was thinking of.
They're carbon.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah.
Quite the same kind. Same elements.
Am I allowed to eat all of this dip?
Oh, I don't
not
need
very
yeah.
much left.
Yeah,
I'm
probably.
I don't
need
it. Okay. Now I
read. Oh, we come into a room. That means
I killed the monster.
There is no monster.
You just draw a room on the battle map.
And then you asked for a monster. There must be one.
There's no monster.
No, there is no monster because I see nothing.
We are blind.
Are you going in?
Yes.
Yeah. Move into the room, Groot. As much as you would. Thief moves
actually,
in.
Actually, I'm going to go straight.
Ooh, my thumb is thirsty.
Yeah. Rogue moves in. He's searching the room, Rogue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I fail miserably.
Your eyes drop out. You don't see
it. That's nasty.
Put those back in.
Yeah.
The rogue falls over the floor, she failed to see.
I'll follow the rogue in.
I bring up the rear, as usual. So I'm not sure I should do that, but never mind.
Anyone in the room can make me spot check.
Okay. Spot is... Oh my god, it's wisdom.
15.
Yes. 19.
6.
Brilliant, you're so wise, you're a great wizard.
Did the wizard get the lowest
right.
score?
Yes, he did, because he's not very wise.
19, so there you go.
19's pretty good. You don't see anything. She's unfortunate. Who's first in?
Me.
Go for you.
The half orc.
This is not a troglodyte zombie, as is the model.
This a troglodyte zombie?
This is not a troglodyte zombie. This is a fiendish dark mantle. If you'd like to find me a picture in the month.
What's a annual. Dark mantle?
You got it over there.
Have I got it over here? I haven't got any over here. They're all behind you.
No, I gave you the...
Big over there.
Does it look anything like a fiendish zombie lizard man?
I gave you a pitch, but I'm not finding
nothing like this.
Because I thought you'd...
Okay, Dan, we'll have to use our imagination. Oh, it's a troglodyte zombie.
Yes, it's a troglodyte zombie. A dark mantle looks like this. It's sort honest, of...
I couldn't tell you the difference between a zombie and a
like
zombie.
An evil black cloak. No. Am I thinking of something else?
That's a cloaker.
It looks kind of like a squid.
That's horrible!
It's like a big black squid.
Don't fancy your chances much harder.
However, it's upside down at the moment, so it looks like a stalactite hanging out of the ceiling. Yeah?
What it's page is that on? The manual. Page 38.
Yes.
Just in case anyone wants to see some help.
However, this is a fiendish one.
What
probably his horns and big wings.
Perfect first level encounter.
Yes, a fiendish dark mantle. And it drops from the ceiling on top of Groot.
It's
actually on top of you, Finn. This will be the surprise round, as none of you spotted it. No. It gets its free jab.
How did you have to get to spot it?
25. They're fairly well. Jeez. They look like part of the ceiling.
We're only first level.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
It's just for getting 25 at first level.
You'll be fine.
I couldn't do it.
You'd roll a 20.
All 20s, not 24.
Darkness descends on the room.
Oh,
all of it?
The whole room is dropped into darkness.
It's huge.
It's 25 foot.
It's very dark now.
This is at least 5 foot squares.
Yes.
Yeah. The entire top is one big lurking beastie.
No,
you saw the beast move, and then it went black. The whole thing
darkness.
Is black.
It has cast darkness.
Can somebody put my eyes back in, please?
I thought you'd done that.
Well, it's gone radar again.
Dark vision
again,
don't work there.
I don't think they're working.
Nope.
No dark vision.
Okay. Right, it's coming to get you.
I used wizard blind fighting. I'm sure that must be a skill. Yes, well.
Right, initiatives, please. That was its surprise action.
Initiatives.
Right.
22! I move like lightning!
Remember your initiative, I'll count them down.
Right. Why should I remember it?
18.
Well, I can write it down.
Okay. Anyone beat... Oh, very good.
Steve's made a list.
Yeah.
That's good, that's
good. I did over here, too. See?
18. From
the dark mantle's going on 13.
I knew this battle
mask
would come in handy.
13.
Yep. Right.
What's your initiative, Baron?
Dark mantle's up there. Right. Balazar, what are you doing?
Okay, I kill it.
You can't see it, Balazar.
I guess it's above my head.
You're good.
Yeah.
What? You want to spell it?
It's darkness here.
What?
They've changed it.
He can see it.
It's just shadowy.
Oh, really?
It's a
mischance, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
I can't see it.
My mistake. You can see it, yes, but it's dark.
It's dark. I don't care. I'm going to...
use magic missile at the moment.
Yeah, magic missile, the bugger.
Okay. You fire a magic missile.
Damage off the magic missile is
1d4.
Woohoo.
Come on, take this, you big looking cloaky thing. 3 points of damage to it.
And it dies.
Yes, and Evan strikes by magic missile.
In a fiendish fashion.
I have been mortally wounded.
No. Who's next?
Oh, sorry. Bastion. Oh, me.
Yeah! Steve. Yes,
would Steve be better?
Possibly.
Steve of Torm.
Steve.
I probably can't do a great deal to it, but I'll wander over and try and smack it.
Yeah, okay. It's heading towards Gugrunt.
Oh, it's not the entire top of the ceiling then, I thought it was huge.
No, it is big. Well, it's not quite small, it looks like a stalactite, but it's, I mean, it sort of fans out. Mm. It's got lots of wibbly bits.
That's a very nasty picture.
Yeah, it's a cracking picture.
Mm. Whoa! Yeah.
17.
Mm. Well, I'm a class 17.
I'm impressed.
You hit it.
For what?
Wow!
For 1 point of damage. What are you using? A feather duster?
I'll use your big stick.
Yeah. Minus one.
Minus two, actually.
Oh, God!
I find a rock.
You find a rock.
I put it in my sling.
You're not going to use sling bullets?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to use rocks?
I thought I had to save them.
No, you can use them.
If you kill it, you can recover them.
No, if you hit it with a sling bullet, it's destroyed.
Is that
what?
Yeah, there's a 50% chance of recovering ones that are missed.
Well, I'm going to use a rock for now.
Use a rock. Go ahead. Does it do less damage, a rock?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does
less damage.
Does
the next can I do less damage? Okay, I'll use a bullet then.
You can do less damage. Yeah. It is possible.
Can I do less damage than D3 minus 1?
Yes.
Yes.
D3 minus 2.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Or D2 minus 1, which is what you do with a rock.
Okay.
Go get it. Plus your sling?
Yeah.
20.
It has an armor class of 17, therefore you hit. Your sling bullet sails through the air, hits it inside. Roll me damage, please.
How do I do D3 damage?
You roll a D6.
Six and halve it.
And halve it.
And then minus 1.
Yeah. Well, halve it first. 3, so minus 2. 1.
Makes 2.
And then we'll do the
damage. It flutters from the ceiling and crumples
like
in a pile on the floor.
Shtoom! Stamp on it!
What?
Jump up and down on it.
It's dead.
It's dead. I'm jumping up and down on it.
Okay.
Mad Dwarf, up and down.
Never seen one of those before.
We win! We are the best!
What was that?
I don't know. Anybody know what that was?
I've got dungeoneering skill.
It
might be a dungeon inhabitant. It is.
Yes, it is, Flerna.
Can I use dungeoneering to have a go? Oh boy, I have no idea. It's a blanket.
It's some kind of fiendish beastie. It's definitely extra planar.
So what was it again so I can write it down?
It's a fiendish dark mantle.
No, we don't know that.
Okay.
It's a cloaking beastie.
Quite a lot.
It's kind of rubbery, like a squid.
Oh.
It doesn't actually have anything on it. Make me spot check while you're down there.
One. No. Natural one.
Don't worry about it.
You scratch your eyes out.
I also see nothing.
And I go... Pre-ble-dee. Another such words. Dwarven language.
Having never seen one of these before, I will investigate too.
Right. Can you put yourselves where you would be? In the sense that you're looking.
As it was there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm jumping on top. No, that's not me.
No, the thief is there. You're not on top of it because everyone's looking at it.
Oh, alright, I'm at the side here.
I'm doing a drawing of it.
You are, you're sketching it.
Yeah.
Right, that's lovely.
So I can show my friends.
Alright, Guru.
I want to look at the roof coming and see if there's any more.
Coming through the door, please.
Where's the door?
Through the door.
This one?
Yes.
Well, actually, I'm going to need something bigger than that.
There we go. One dead thingy. Now we get the zombie troglodyte.
You know,
and it's followed by a huge rubber.
The root. That is a nice rubber. You hear, just as it sort of comes around, not size-wise, it's a swarm, Steve. I'm going to need sort of four individual bits, I think, is probably the best way to do it.
You. This could be you.
Just too late, you hear a squeaking noise from the left-hand side. You turn around from looking at the dead dark mantle and see a rather large rat swarm heading in your direction.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, my lord.
That's not a rat. That's a rat swarm.
Yeah.
The rat swarm is...
lots of little rats?
Well, it's 10 foot square
of rats,
effectively, but it can form itself into any old shape at 10 foot. So Ooh. It's going to swarm over Garut this turn, so it's going to be on his square. So we'll have initiatives again, unless you want to keep those ones.
I'm keeping mine, if you don't mind.
You want to keep those initiatives?
Mine suck, no.
We roll them all, then.
Oh!
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God, that's
I told you not to re-roll.
I got six.
You deserve that.
Four.
yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah. And I said, don't re-roll.
On 11.
Wow, all the rats passed.
12. Me. Thank you so much, Mr. Harfog.
Very nice. Right, the rat swarm. Oh, who goes first? Bastion, you hear a squeaking.
Ooh, what? Eh?
You see some rats starting to swarm through the door.
Ah! Rats! No, he's not going to cut it. who's got fire?
Fire. Uh-huh. We're Come on fire.
You have a lantern.
Lantern.
Unfortunately.
It's not is there a difference?
Yes, torch is a fire on a stick. A lantern is a fire in a house.
Okay. Can I take the fire out of the house?
Save some rats!
Throw your lantern, it'll break it.
Just let them pass. They're only rats.
Mm. They have red gleams in their eyes and little tiny horns.
You're kidding! They've got horns on?
Well,
my lord.
They might even have little bat wings coming up the back.
Fiendish rats.
That's right.
How big are
God,
they?
God, is
they're normal rat size.
They're tiny.
Oh. Tiny, tiny rats.
Tiny rats.
Tiny rats.
Actually, rats aren't that tiny. If you're
them. Attacking them. Well, it's your turn.
If they're Brampus rat size, they're
what are you doing?
Step away. Your mum won't like to use fire on me.
You're moving. Move.
I bet it tastes good in sticks.
Right, who's next?
Balazar moves away.
Balazar is a wimp.
Balazar is a wizard in robes.
Why doesn't Balazar go kaboom?
Because Balazar is a war.
Balazar's used his one spell for the day. No, I think he's got two spells for the first level.
You have a sleep spell.
Yeah, I have a sleep just in case.
Make all the rats fall asleep.
How? What's the hit dice? Can't be more than half, can it?
That means
I could get at least eight of them.
And then we could squish them.
And eat them. We need sources of food.
Don't think of the rats as individual rats. Think of it as one entity. It is a rat swarm, not a bunch of rats.
We have no evidence as yet that they mean any foul intention against us.
They're about to eat you.
They're rats.
Sleep!
Right?
Stop! There we go.
Have a sleep, do it, Steve.
It's a will save.
A will serve. How many does it affect?
It's four hit dice.
Four hit dice are rats?
Will serve. What's the rat's will serve? Where are we? Serve.
What are they serving against?
14?
What?
No, it must be more than that. No, 14.
Is it 14?
Plus three, you're saving.
Yeah. Rats get sort of sleepy and slow down and fall deeply to sleep.
Yay. I kick them.
No, don't kick them. They wake up.
Oh.
Individual rats are sleeping everywhere. Ooh. You've put the swarm to sleep. The whole swarm is sleeping.
Come back, wizard.
Beat them all to death with the corpse of the dark.
No, I'm going to cover them all up with the corpse of
They're
the
not
man.
Dead, they're just
I'm
sleeping.
I'm not, I'm just going
to
cover them up.
However, you
put
could, if you wished, pick up each individual
put
rat and kill it.
Oh.
It would not be difficult to kill all the rats in the swarm now.
Let's stamp on them like Smurfs.
tube and a hammer.